Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Oh, back and better than ever. Here we go. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Tumultuous weekend. Tons of NBA. Baseball stuff. Hambo is back. But the big news is from the NFL as we tick, tick, tick towards resolution on everything. No time to waste. Let's do this.
Here we go.
Only one place to start.
All right, the one place to start is going to be with football. Quarterback carousel spinning like crazy. Deadlines rapidly approaching, most notably, or at least officially, 4 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow afternoon when the franchise tag deadline arrives. But there's a lot to be sorted between now and then, and I've got exactly the right people to do it. My main man, D. Wood, Damian Woody, sticking around after we finish Get Up, and so is our insider extraordinaire, Jeremy Fowler, who was just spectacular on Get Up this morning. I wish everyone could have seen what was going on behind the scenes. Literally every time the camera wasn't on him, Jeremy Fowler is texting and he's constantly going back and forth with people and getting calls because this is coming down to the nitty gritty. So there's a whole new audience for us here, Jeremy. For those who are not caught up, catch us up where we are with Derek Carr, Aaron Rodgers. Let's start with that.
Yeah, Greeny, a lot of dominoes to fall in the next 24 to 48 hours. And you have the New York Jets who are dealing with two quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers with Green Bay. They're still in talks on a potential trade. And then you have Derek Carr, the free agent, who is, I'm told, slightly leaning toward the Jets as his preferred destination. So if the Jets play this right, they should have one of those two quarterbacks. But a lot depends on the money that Aaron Rodgers is going to be coming to New York with, potentially, because he's got $58 million in guaranteed money on his contract that should be paid or exercised between March 17th and Week 1. That's an issue for a lot of teams that are dealing with Aaron Rodgers. They say that this is a roadblock. Maybe Green Bay can facilitate, eat some of that money, but something's going to have to give for a deal to consummate.
All right, let's define playing this right. And in order to do so, I'm going to ask you a question in advance that I know you don't know the answer to, which is how quickly does Derek Carr want to get this done? I can see this going a lot of different ways. I can see Carr being motivated to try and get this thing done as quickly as possible while he still has the Aaron Rodgers of it all looming out there. Or I can also see him wanting to sit back because once the Rodgers thing is sort of settled and the Lamar Jackson thing is settled one way or the other, maybe more teams come into the mix for him. I don't know how to read that.
Yeah, that's a great question because you have the Saints looming large here because they want Derek Carr. He's their option A. I believe that their option B, after asking around, is Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo can't sign until next week because he's an unrestricted free agent. Derek Carr was released. He can sign right now. So Carr essentially has a week to wait here. He can wait until next Monday. You know, he probably wants to sign before the start of the tampering period for free agency when other guys can go off the board. But right now, it's just sort of him and Rodgers. So he can see what Green Bay is going to do and sit back a little bit. But the problem for the Jets is, if Carr takes the deal from the Saints, who won him, let's say they sweeten it and try to work that out, then it's Rodgers or bust. And if you can't pull off the trade, then you come with neither.
And if you're the Packers, you want to wait that out because if Carr signs somewhere else, then the Jets become more desperate and that might improve whatever it is they feel obligated to trade to get Rodgers. So we're just talking about it. I hope everyone is getting the scent and I hope you can hear it in my voice that this is literally coming to a head right now. And there are so many, I keep using this phrase, games of chicken that are sort of running on parallel lines. Damian Woody, jump in here, my man. How do you see all of this? And give me the crystal ball. How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, Greeny, initially I was all for the Jets signing Derek Carr for a variety of reasons. Number one, I feel like, you know, draft compensation. There's no draft compensation with Derek Carr. He's a free agent right now. He's free to sign. Two, he's going to come cheaper than Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you know, Jeremy, you alluded to it. Aaron Rodgers has a $58 million payment that's going to have to be made one way or the other. So Derek Carr is going to come cheaper. And then three, ultimately, the question has to be asked, is Aaron Rodgers all in? And when I mean all in, is he a guy that's going to be there for the offseason program to work with this young Jets roster? Anyone that's watched the Jets knows that the Jets have a really good young roster. All of their really good players own rookie deals. I don't think the Jets want to be in a situation where Aaron Rodgers was last year when the Packers traded away Davante Adams. They got, you know, Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs, two really good rookie receivers, But the quarterback wasn't there in the offseason. Yeah. So you didn't build that chemistry, that bond, and you didn't and that chemistry didn't start manifesting itself really until like late in the year. I don't think the Jets want to be in that position. So the big question that the Jets have to ask is with Aaron Rodgers, are you all in? Will you be there in the offseason program? We know Derek Carr will be there day one with the Jets. Yeah.
And then, Jeremy, the other the words that we have not yet spoken aloud in this conversation are the words Las Vegas Raiders. We know they're not in it on Derek Carr for all the obvious reasons, but are they still involved in the Aaron Rodgers of it all?
There's some chatter around the league when I was at the Combine that they could still be involved in Aaron Rodgers. But I've heard from some people there that the sense is that they're going to go young because they have such a high draft pick. Pick in the top 10, you could get a C.J. Stroud maybe, or, you know, Anthony Richardson if he even falls that far anymore. His stock is
I don't think, mean to jump in front of you here, and you may know things I don't know. I don't think C.J. Stroud hangs around very long in the draft. I think you're moving up to get him.
Right.
But I think that Anthony Richardson putting on, for those who didn't see it, like the show of all shows at the Combine might lock him ahead of Will Levis. Who knows?
I think all four
big quarterbacks in this draft will be gone in the top 10. I don't think by the time we get to 10, I think that by the time we get to 11, four quarterbacks will have been drafted.
But see, the Raiders at 7 should be able to get one of those top 4 in theory. So they can hang tight there. They can re-sign Jarrett Stidham as sort of a bridge option. Like, I know those things are on the table for them, but there are still people around the league who believe that the Raiders could be in on Aaron Rodgers. So that's the other team, and I think there'll be several teams that have at least inquired about Rodgers. So if he doesn't go to the Jets, there'll be some other options.
Okay. Greeny and Fowler and Damian Woody in our studio. What a crazy, incredible time. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Now let's work our way to the next order of business here, which is the franchise tag deadline, which is tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern. There will be a lot of tags handed out, but there are two that everyone is watching most closely. Let's start in Baltimore. What is the latest with Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, so the Ravens are expected to franchise tag Lamar Jackson. I've spoken to several people around the league who believe that the Ravens have at least strongly considered putting the non-exclusive franchise tag on Lamar Jackson, which would be fascinating because that would allow other teams 7 days to put together an offer sheet for Jackson that the Ravens could either match or decline. If they match it, they get him under that contract. If they decline it, they get two first-round picks in return. And so this would put the onus on Jackson after a year of rocky negotiations where they just haven't seemed to find a sweet spot with Jackson. There's a feeling there that maybe the relationship isn't as ideal as it should be with a franchise quarterback. This would be their way of saying, okay, Lamar, you go handle it, and we'll circle back later. It would be fascinating. And then Daniel Jones, the expectation is
Hold off on him. Let's deal with Lamar, and then I'll get us to Daniel Jones. Take me through that one, D-Wood. Take me through the Lamar of it all. He's going to get franchise tagged. Then a lot of other things can happen, up to and including he could just say, I'm not signing it. You're going to have to – demanding a trade, which I think is a fairly likely thing, whether he does it publicly or not. How do you see the Lamar Jackson thing playing out?
Well, listen, I mean, we talk about the exclusive and non-exclusive franchise tag. Just to let everyone know, like with the exclusive franchise tag, there's only been one player since 2000 that's gotten dealt, you know, with that tag, and that's our very own Joey Galloway back in 2000. It just doesn't happen. People get traded. So if the Baltimore Ravens slap the non-exclusive, I think he's done. I think he's done in Baltimore. I think teams, particular team like Atlanta Falcons, remember the Atlanta Falcons were all in on Deshaun Watson. A lot of people thought that Deshaun Watson was going to get traded to the Atlanta Falcons, and then Cleveland Browns stepped in and traded for Deshaun Watson and gave him that massive guaranteed contract. So I would have to think if the non-exclusive tag is put on Lamar Jackson, it's almost like the Baltimore Ravens saying, you know what, we can't work out a deal. Go out there and see what type of deal you can get, and let's see if we can match that. And I think if that tag is slapped on him, that's exactly what's going to happen.
You know, many will view it if they put the non-exclusive tag on him as the Ravens basically saying we're done with Lamar. I don't think that's an accurate way of looking at it this year, and here's why. I tried to put this in as simple in English as I possibly could on the TV show this morning because, you know, it's not, if you're a sports fan, it's not your job to understand all this stuff, like all the non-exclusive, you know, sometimes this is just a lot of mumbo jumbo. Here's the bottom line of it. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens have been on opposite sides of like an inseparable or a they're like on opposite sides of a river that cannot be traversed. If Lamar is saying, I will not take less than what Deshaun Watson got and I want it all guaranteed, and the Ravens are saying, we want you desperately, we'll make you the highest paid guy in the league, but we're not going to give you that kind of guaranteed contract because it would be precedent setting in the NFL and we don't want to do that. There is no middle ground. So this feels like if they put the non-exclusive tag on him and let other teams jump in, it feels like the Ravens saying, let's let the market decide. Like, let's see, is there another team? Lamar is saying, if you don't do it, someone will. And maybe the Ravens are saying, I don't think anyone will. I don't think anyone is going to give him the contract that he wants. And then I don't know what happens if no one does, but I feel like that's what this is.
No, I think you hit it exactly right. It opens the option and puts the onus on the player and other teams so that really the Ravens can evade any sort of culpability here that they walked away from Lamar. You know, they can just say, like, look, this is the circumstance. He got a better offer elsewhere, or we keep him. Either way, they probably win. Now, it creates some potential bad will with the player when you put a lesser tag on him. It's a lesser number. You're saying he's not an exclusive franchise player, so they would have to deal with that fallback if they keep him. But it's been tenuous at best for a while now. It's just it's come to a head. They've been far apart. I mean, we're talking about really $100 million of a gulf in guaranteed money because what they offered before was $133 million. If you're talking about Deshaun Watson's deal, that's $230 million guaranteed. It's just it might be insurmountable to bridge that gap. And if the Ravens realize that in the next 24 hours, they could make that move.
I continue to say I think we've seen the last of Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. Yeah. Finally, you started touching on it. The Daniel Jones thing is fascinating because Saquon Barkley also is part of that dynamic. What is the latest with the Giants?
Latest is the Giants are negotiating feverishly on a deal for Daniel Jones with his representation. They're working toward the deadline of Tuesday, 4 p.m., that franchise tag deadline. So that is when things are going to go down. Either he gets a long-term deal by then, or they franchise tag him at $32 million. So in the next 24 hours, 30 hours, we will know his future. But he will be a Giant regardless. That's been all but assured and understood by everybody involved. But then you have Saquon Barkley. What do you do with him? If you have to use the tag on Daniel Jones, there's a serious problem with Barkley who could walk in free agency. You could lose him.
How do you see it, T-Wood?
I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing. We're talking about, just go back to last year. Yeah. The Giants didn't even exercise a fifth-year option, and now we're talking about Daniel Jones possibly to be making in excess of $40 million per year from the New York Giants. And you touched upon it and get up this morning. The Giants might be the victim of their own success. Just having the type of year that they had, winning the playoff game, now the Piper is coming. The rent is due.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, both Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley with the years that they had this year.
They were accidental winners last year.
Yeah.
If you're Saquon Barkley, you are hoping against hope that Jones gets franchise tagged, right? If you're Saquon Barkley, you don't want the tag, right?
No.
Because someone's going to pay him much more money than that.
It's too low. Now, that still gives the Giants a week to hash something out with them before next Monday when free agency really starts. But if you're Barkley, why even negotiate at that point? Because you can see what you're worth in the open market here a week from now.
Yeah, that's what he really wants. If you're Saquon. So, yeah, look, the Giants had a stunning good year. And in the end, they may wind up having to do things that teams don't want to do. They may have to pay a good quarterback, great quarterback money. Yep. And they may have to pay a running back. As great as he is, you don't want to pay huge money to a running back. And they may wind up forced to do both of those. Guys, you're the best. Fowler, outstanding today. D. Wood, always the best. We'll see what happens again as this is up to the minute. A reminder, Nature Valley wants to see you and your family out there. When we share our love for out there, we inspire others to protect it. And that's what getting out there is all about. Nature Valley, life happens out there. Coming up, we'll get Hembo caught up, my takes, and then the biggest story of the weekend by far. All that's on the way. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
It seems to me that we have significant developing news here on ESPN Radio. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. You might be able to tell from the song that you are hearing, the Saints are involved in it. I will do 30 seconds here for ZipRecruiter, and then I will get you to this breaking news, and then we will see where it leads us. ZipRecruiter, we all know that March is a huge month for basketball. It takes top talent to help these incredible teams get to this level. If you're hiring, you want the most talented people on your team. How do you find them? ZipRecruiter, using matching technology to find the candidates who are a slam dunk for your job. It's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So go to ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. All right, so here we go. Adam Schefter tweeting. I mean, news travels fast. I walk out the door and I go make myself some oatmeal. We just did 15 solid minutes on quarterback carousel news. I walk out to get myself some oatmeal. I'm washing some blueberries in a sink over there. And D. Wood walks by me and goes, "Did you hear the news?" And I thought to myself, is he making a joke? And he goes, "Derek Carr to the Saints." I said, "What?" Adam Schefter has tweeted, "The Saints have emerged as the frontrunners to sign former Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, and an agreement could be reached as early as today." Let me bring in the assembled members of the hashtag crew who have assembled around me. Cam is here, Bubba is here, and we welcome back Hembo, who has returned from 2 weeks of child bonding. I know no one is more delighted to have you back on the air today than your wife, Lizzie, so get you the heck out of the house. Because having you around, I know what it's like. I know I can't even imagine what it's like for her. So anyway, but we were going to have all kinds of fun and games and, oh, Hembo's back and all, but we don't have time for any of that. So let's dive directly to this. Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers have been running on somewhat parallel tracks for some time. What is your reaction to this latest news that it sounds like Carr is going to wind up in New Orleans?
I guess Derek Carr was always going to be the first shoe to drop, because he made himself a free agent and because he wanted to be first in this market to dictate all of the options that he had, clearly. I actually think he made the right choice. The Saints are the best option for Derek Carr because he can remove himself from the gauntlet in the AFC, so he does not have to go through all those great young quarterbacks. The Jets probably have a better team than the Saints do around him, but the path is so much less clear. And I'm here to tell you, Greeny, I know you haven't been quite as high on Derek Carr as some other Jets fans. I really believe that the Jets are dodging a bullet here, and I'll tell you why. I think it is very likely that whatever contract Derek Carr signs with the Saints will be in excess of $40 million, or at least close to it. You don't pay an average quarterback $40 million. I view Derek Carr as an average quarterback, and I think there are other average quarterbacks that the Jets could sign if they don't wind up signing Rodgers for much less money.
Well, I don't know who those are. We've had this argument before. I don't disagree with you. I do not like Carr for a number of reasons as a fit. A, I don't think he's a great player. B, I don't know how well his personality will fit into this city, this market, and that does have to be taken into account. sometimes when you're considering making player decisions like this. The problem is, if you're going to get so the next stop on that train, in theory, would be Jimmy Garoppolo, assuming we're not talking about Aaron Rodgers, who everyone would acknowledge is in an entirely different category. If you can get Aaron Rodgers, then there's nothing left to talk about.
Or Lamar Jackson.
Well, so Lamar Jackson becomes a fascinating one. I have no idea if the Jets... See, here's what I think is going to happen. I keep sidetracking myself. Lamar Jackson, I think, is going to find out that the NFL owners are more united in one thing than anyone realizes. That they're all so mad at the ownership of the Browns, at Jimmy Haslam, who, by the way, just bought into the NBA. All the other owners are so mad that Jimmy Haslam went and ruined it for everybody by giving Deshaun Watson this huge contract because he was desperate, because his team was desperate. And it's not the magnitude of the contract, it's the guaranteed nature of the contract. I don't know that the ownership of the Jets, as much as the ownership wants, Woody Johnson wants to make a big splash at quarterback, I'm not sure how many of these owners are going to be willing to go there on the guarantees that Lamar Jackson wants. And if you don't give him that, why are you holding up one finger?
Because you just need one. You just need one more.
Right, but I don't know that we're going to be the one. You know what I mean? Like,
who's more desperate than you?
I don't think it's about how desperate
you
are.
What is it about then?
It's about how willing you are to be the one who does this. Like this is going to completely change the NFL. Like, once you start guaranteeing big quarterback contracts, then there's nothing stopping who's a ridiculous superstar. Who's the next Aaron Donald? Micah Parsons.
Justin Jefferson.
3 years from now, Justin Jefferson, Micah Parsons, playing a premium position and being unprecedentedly good from demanding a guaranteed contract. That is the first step toward NFL contracts becoming guaranteed. And there are very few things that NFL owners hate more than losing games, but one of them is not making all of this money. They have a license to print money, ownership of an NFL team is. And I don't think these guys want to see the non-guaranteed nature of these contracts go by the wayside. So I don't know that Woody does it. I don't know that he does, but I don't know that he doesn't. Or I just said that backwards. I don't know that he doesn't, but I don't know that he does. Now, if you told me I could have Lamar Jackson, okay. Obviously, no one in their right minds isn't going to be excited about that. But I think that's less likely. I think the likeliest option is Jimmy Garoppolo. And my question is Garoppolo going to be any cheaper than Derek Carr? I think Garoppolo's a better player, but he's also thoroughly injury prone, right? He gets hurt basically every year.
Every year.
So I kind of think you're damned if you do, damned if you don't on that front.
He's going to be a lot cheaper than Derek Carr.
He is?
I think so. And so it would Jacoby Brissett or Andy
Dalton.
Well,
Jacoby Brissett
or Ryan Tannehill. See, what I'm saying is this is not a binary choice.
I just blew my nose accidentally much closer to the microphone than I meant to. No. Jacoby Brissett, Andy Dalton, and who was the other one you said?
I said Ryan Tannehill.
And Ryan Tannehill at this moment, you believe they are on the same level? If we're going to use the overused expression, there's levels to this, and we're going to assess what level these guys are all on. Are you putting them all on the same level?
I'm putting Derek Carr closer to those three than I am to putting Derek Carr on the same level as Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson.
How about Garoppolo? Same with Garoppolo. So Garoppolo is closer to Jacoby Brissett than he is to Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. But Aaron Rodgers is a top 10 quarterback of all time and capable of playing like it next
year.
Lamar Jackson is a top of the food chain franchise quarterback. What I'm saying is, bang for your buck. You're not getting hardly any of it with Derek Carr. I'll take my chances with the field. It's not a matter of Aaron Rodgers or Derek Carr. It's a matter of Aaron Rodgers or Derek Carr or everyone else.
That's right. And where does it all ultimately lead us to? It leads us to one place. We got to get Rodgers. Like, it's got to be Rodgers. That's what it's about. Hemba, you were not here on Friday for the declaration that I made. Are you aware of it?
I'm very aware of it.
I'm trying to do everything I can to make this happen. For those of you who were not with us on this program on Friday, I have declared that if Aaron Rodgers winds up on the Jets, and people tried to act as though I was trying to talk my way around it by parsing my words by saying if he signs with the Jets. I just used that word incorrectly. I get it. He doesn't sign with the Jets. He gets traded to the Jets. It doesn't make any difference. If at any moment in time I see Aaron Rodgers wearing a New York Jets uniform and it isn't Halloween, then I will do the darkness retreat. I will go into the darkness as Aaron Rodgers did. By the way, you want to hear a funny story?
Tell me.
So I'm in correspondence with the guy who runs the darkness retreat that Rodgers went to in Oregon to try and set this thing up from happening. And do you know why I haven't heard from him in the last 3 days? Because he's in the darkness.
Oh, he's practicing himself.
He's doing it himself. His assistant wrote to me, I'm sorry, you have not heard from him in a few days. He's in the darkness. He'll get back to
Time
you when
out.
He's done.
Time why? Out.
Yeah.
Are you jinxing this process now by preparing in advance for Aaron Rodgers' arrival?
No, I'm doing the opposite. It's the opposite, right?
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
I'm putting the vibes in the universe. I'm putting the vibes. I'm putting them out there. Because this isn't the same thing as like booking plane tickets for a playoff game. I wouldn't do that. I'm not going to go out there and get a Super Bowl tattoo. I'm not a complete idiot. But what I am doing is saying, here's what I'm trying to convince. I'm trying to convince the sports gods to whom I pray that I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Like, I'll do my part in all of
I'm
this.
I'm going to give you three options. You tell me which is, you tell me the likelihood in order.
Okay. Aaron, well, the likelihood or what I want?
The likelihood.
Likelihood.
I'm going to give you three options. Number one, Aaron Rodgers retires. Number two, Aaron Rodgers plays next season for the Green Bay Packers. And so what you think is going to happen is next year Aaron Rodgers plays for someone else. Who is more qualified to be that someone else than the New York Jets?
And the only ones you ever hear about are the Jets and the Raiders. Now, let me just say this out loud. I hate to say it out loud, but I have an obligation. It is because this is my job. And I'm not just sitting here as a fan. I'm sitting here doing my job. I've heard from so many people whose opinions I value that the possibility of Rodgers retiring should not be discounted. I've heard that from too many people. Now, the natural inclination of practically anyone is to say, he's got $59 million sitting on the table. If he retires, he doesn't get any of it. He's not going to retire. And for 99.9% of the population, that probably applies. But people keep telling me, like, Rodgers, he's an unusual bird. He just is a different guy, and he might just retire, particularly if it means changing teams, changing cities, going away from everything that he's comfortable with. I don't know. Look, I could see that going either way. He's a much younger man than I am, but you know, what I'm trying to say is you come to a place in your life sometimes where big change sounds exhausting. Like big change is for young people. You know what I mean? Like, big change. I'm changing my whole life. I'm changing my whole plan. Maybe I'm just speaking for me right now. But if you're happy and you're lucky and you do things right in your life and everything kind of breaks your way, you're able to put yourself in a position where you're living the life that you've been building up to, and you don't want to just change everything. Now, being a professional athlete is so different. Maybe this is a pointless way of looking at it, because he's going to have to change lifestyle pretty soon no matter what. He's not going to continue playing football for 10 more years. But he might decide that if he's not going to be back in Green Bay, he just decides it's time to be done.
And that's the fascinating part of this to me, is that Aaron Rodgers might decide he does want back in Green Bay. They might not want him back because they already built the off-ramp. He just played too well for them to take that detour.
That's right.
He played so badly last year, they could justify it from a football standpoint for the first time.
I think they do want him gone. Every sense I get is that's what they want also. Not sense. Everyone I talk to tells me that's what they want. So we'll see. All right, Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Again, none of that was what we planned to do here. I have a million things planned in the hopper today. But if this news continues to break around us, we won't get to any of it, and that'll be delightful. I promise you that as these developments continue, you will get the very latest from us here as this day rolls on. There is one other very important thing I need to mention. And Hemba, while you are gone, I cannot begin to offer strongly enough my appreciation to all of you who support me and support us in this. And here's what I mean by that. So they did a limited run of autographed books for our book, our upcoming book, Got Your Number, which is released in April 4th, but you can pre-order it now. They did a limited number of autographed copies for pre-order. I said to them, this is not going to be enough. They weren't willing to print more. They just did a certain number. You, when I mentioned it on the air, one time bought all of them. They were sold out in one day. So they did more. I told them, that's not going to be enough. I announced it on Friday. They sold out again. So this weekend I got a note. They've done more. Hembo and I spent the entire weekend signing books, right? I did mine. Are yours done?
They're not done yet.
Okay, well, they're coming out. And so once again, a very limited number are available pre-signed for pre-order. You can order them right now. But they're going to run out. I'm telling you, they're going to run out in a day. So you should order them right now. I put a link it's pinned to the top of my Twitter page. It is at ESPN Greeny is my Twitter page. And pinned to the top of that feed is a link. You can order it there. And that is the only place right now that is selling autographed copies for pre-order. So today is the day to do that. If you are interested in it, in getting a pre-signed copy. And if they sell out, I will start fighting over doing more. But my advice, and again, I can't thank you enough for doing this. You guys are just there for us. The book is so... I'm so proud of it. Like, we spent the weekend doing the audio book, so I've been reading it. It is the first sports book I've ever done. It's called Got Your Number, in which we decide with extraordinary research who owns every number from 1 to 100 in sports history. And again, there is a very limited number of signed copies by both Hembo and me available right now. Go to my Twitter page, at ESPN Greeny, and click on the link. It's pinned at the top of the page. We're rolling on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greeny with you here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We are live above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17, and the news is now official. I have it here from Diana Russini that Derek Carr is signing with the New Orleans Saints. So to give you an indication of just how quickly all of this moved, late last night, Jeremy Fowler, and he was not wrong. This is not because the information was wrong. It's because the information is changing rapidly. He was reporting that Derek Carr was leaning towards signing with the Jets. I believe that's who Derek Carr wanted to sign with, and it makes sense to me that he would. So how should one read the fact that he pivoted this quickly and signed with New Orleans instead? I think there's only one way to do it. I think the Jets are getting Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's what I think is happening here. I think that Derek Carr received some signals that Aaron Rodgers to the Jets is real, that it could actually happen. That, look, Rodgers is – we won't know immediately when Rodgers passes on his feelings to the Packers and to whomever else. But everyone is talking to everyone behind the scenes. No one doesn't know what's going on here. And I think Carr – was waiting for a way to read the tea leaves of this. Let me bring Bubba in on this, because Bubba, many of you may not know this, but Bubba, before his now like a legendary tenure in sports radio production, Bubba was a private investigator and a very highly renowned one. They did some TV movies about him and all that. So he's like a legendary figure in that regard. So I'm trying to do some detective work here, Bubba, and I'm going to say that the fact that Derek Carr let it be known that his first choice was the Jets and then today pivoted and has signed or is signing with the Saints suggests that something changed for him. He found out something was different. And the most logical something for that to be is that the Jets were no longer going to be the place he could go, or at least that the Jets were given some signal that they'd be best served waiting it out for Aaron Rodgers. I'm making that conclusion. That is my deduction from all of this, and it all adds up to the possibility of Rodgers to the Jets increasing, improving, becoming more and more of a reality. How do you see it, Bubba?
I agree with the take of it. They probably got a signal that, you know, they're waiting it out for Rodgers. But I'm just wondering if all we're going to end up here is Carr in New Orleans, Rodgers retires, and the Jets end up with Zach Wilson, a quarterback here. Because I just feel like I'm thinking, well, you've said it all along that Rodgers is – there's a good possibility he might retire. So if the Jets are waiting and waiting and waiting on Rodgers – and it's the Jets here. I don't know. I'm just thinking to myself, what do the Jets tend to do? Mess things up. So I'm thinking they're missing out on Carr. They're going to miss out on Rodgers. They're going to miss out on Lamar. And next thing you know, Zach's back next year, and there we go.
So whose idea was it to let him talk? I mean, I have no idea why I did that. That was that's 45 seconds of my life I cannot get back.
Hey, you just wait.
Let me say this. I don't know who the Jets starting quarterback is going to be week one of next season, but I will literally bet you every penny I have that it isn't Zach Wilson. I don't know. I don't even still think when push comes to shove that he'll be on the roster, even though they keep saying he is. But let's forget about that, because I don't know and I don't actually care very much whether he is or isn't. I don't think he'll be the starter, and I'm not even sure he'll be the backup. I don't think he'll be there. I don't think he'll be the person they go to if the starter gets hurt.
Derek Carr's decision to sign with the Saints I view as fairly straightforward. The reporting overnight was that Derek Carr preferred the Jets. Derek Carr now this morning agrees to a contract with the Saints, which means the Jets did not prefer Derek Carr. It's quite simple. You're not necessarily choosing Rodgers over Carr, although that is obviously the preference. But what the Jets did not want to do was take the low-hanging fruit, the first guy that you could sign, and when you have a whole world available at your potential fingertips. I think Aaron Rodgers to the Jets remains the likeliest option for him. To me, it's Rodgers to the Jets, Rodgers retires, Rodgers back to Green Bay in that order.
And what happened to the Raiders in all of this? What, have we just discounted that possibility?
I mean, I suppose the Raiders are still very much in it, a possibility, but I just have heard much less scuttle. Like, when this is just, again, tea leaves reading for all of us. The Jets seem to have a more potent package to put together. The Jets have a better chance to win right now than the Raiders do. And the connections that you've heard between Rodgers to Vegas are just not as strong. They're just ties that are not as strong just when you listen to the rumor mill.
All right, so I'm sitting here reading notes that are going back and forth. I'm following everything that comes up on Twitter. I'm reading the notes that are going back and forth between the Get Up group to see what Graziano has. So, I mean, this is all developing right around. I mean, this is literally happening right now. And again, there is a deadline in all of this. I guess there are two. There's tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern. That's when the franchise tag deadline comes up. And that's when, I believe, Lamar Jackson becomes... he's not a free agent. That's not the right word for it. But I believe they're going to put the non-exclusive franchise tag on him. And I think let's use the word in play. I think Lamar Jackson will be in play and Daniel Jones will not. And then I think that the next deadline is next Monday when the quote unquote legal tampering period can begin. And that's when all the other names, most notably Jimmy Garoppolo, become part of the mix.
And that's why the Jets did the right thing here by not signing Derek Carr. They did not settle for average at the beginning. The Jets are going for great. The Jets are trying to hit a home run, maybe even a grand slam. They made the right decision here not to sign the first guy that they had available. I do not think they'll live to regret that decision. I think it's absolutely worth the risk to wait.
I think we're going to hear something from Rodgers really soon. Maybe not directly from him, but I think that stories are going to start coming out. You keep your close eyes on the Shefties and the Fowlers and the Grazianos and the Dianas and the Kimberly Martins. One of them is going to get it, and Mort, and it's going to be out there, and it's going to be soon that there is something happening. I don't mean that Rodgers is coming to the Jets, but I mean that the resolution begins. Stay with us, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.